I don't get it when one of the most well-known exorcists says that we need to consecrate the election to the Blessed Virgin Mary. How is this not a 1 million view video? We're going to talk about this in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you would like to join my nightly 9 p.m. Central Standard Time rosary, here are some instructions on this. Let's get right into this. So the Catholic channel U.S. Grace Force about 2 days ago released a video with Father Chad Ripinger, who everyone who loves the faith knows and loves him. And he comments on seeing the state of the country, the direction in which things are going, that we need to consecrate the election to the Blessed Mother. This is being recorded on September 6th. I want to get this video to 1 million views by the 8th. September 8th is the feast day, the birth of the Blessed Mother. And to get a video viral, it has to be done in the first few days, because once it's been a few days, YouTube kind of passes over and starts introducing new content. So what do I want you to do? First, I'm going to put a link to this video right here. So kind of mark this in your timesheet for where this video is at. You need to watch the whole thing and give it a thumbs up and then share it. If you don't watch the whole thing, at least have it playing on your phone or your tablet. The more you watch it, the more YouTube knows that the video is viral. Another thing is, I want you to go to all of the Catholic social media influencers that you know and get this message across. All of us need to consecrate the election to the Blessed Mother. So Gabby After Hours, Pints with Aquinas, Catholic Hippie, all of them. I'm going to be messaging them as well. You post there. We need to get this video viral, not so that our videos can go viral, but so that this message. So right now I'm going to play about a 2-minute clip so that you can listen to some of it right here if you're not going to do this, but at least know what this is. So let's kind of listen in.
This new consecration prayer that you've written. But first of all, thank you for being with us again, Father Chad.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, and this is, again, under these circumstances, and we get to announce this, that you've got this new consecration prayer, which will be in the description below for everybody to go check out. And we are going to end the program, end this episode. I know you're going to lead us in this prayer at the end. Can you give us your take on what you see with regards to where we are in kind of the lay of the land with the election being just months away from now?
Well, I mean, I think I'm like pretty much everybody else. I think there's a few things that I would say, in addition to what most people are actually thinking, that this is possibly the most consequential election that we're going to have. This election reminds me, I don't know if it was Solzhenitsyn, I can't remember which one of who it says, is it, you get to vote for communism once to get them in, but once you get them in, that's it. You have to basically have to fight your way out. So it's not, and so it's not one of those things where this is something to be taken lightly, because I think that, you know, what's being proposed for the course of our country is actually very contrary to not just the history of this country and the identity of this country and its ethos, but just it's just so contrary to the common good in every single respect. And you can actually see why the church historically has condemned things like communism and the stuff like that, because a lot of this is the stuff that's actually being proposed. But I think one of the things too that I've started to notice, you know, because sometimes, especially as an exorcist, you know, like in session, sometimes I'll stand back and say, what am I seeing here? Right? I mean, you're in the thick of the battle, but sometimes you have to abstract from the battle and sit and look at the overall complexion of what's really kind of going on. And so I kind of do the same thing here in relationship to the election. And what I've started to kind of notice is, you know, because I in the past, in fact, it was right at Father Heilman's parish where I said that this is a battle over good and evil, which is true. It's not just a battle of ideas. This is a battle of good and evil. But what I started to noticing is, and it's not just that people are fighting to stay in power, which is also true in certain respects. But what I've started to notice is that when you listen to what that certain sides of the battle or the political spectrum are fighting.
So that's just a little clip. Okay, many people already agree with him and say that this is important. They're saying some of the same things. But it's different when an exorcist says it, because he is a priest that has a closer encounter with evil. So he sees really what evil is doing. We're guessing educatedly what evil is doing. We don't really see. He sees. So he's warning us from a different perspective, and we need to listen. So again, I want you to go watch that video. When we pray the rosary, there's about 300 of us each night. I'm going to pray this consecration prayer on the 8th, on that Marian feast day. We're going to consecrate the election to the Blessed Mother. Now, some of you maybe don't agree with me politically. It doesn't matter. Forget about all that. All that is, it doesn't matter. But we can consecrate the election so that whatever does happen, it's in her hands. What is consecration? Why? My wife actually asked me this morning, she said, what difference would it make? Wouldn't she already intercede? The world and our lives are under our authority. It's our world that God has given. We have to allow him into it. We have to make a conscious choice to let God into the world, to our country, to our state, to our city, to our lives. He will not just come in. The Blessed Mother will not just come into the election. We have to allow her to enter, and she can't enter because there are many who not only don't want her to enter, but are bringing in Satan into the election and many other evils. We don't want that, obviously. We need to consecrate this election to her. Let's do this. Tell other social media influencers. Let's make this video go viral. Let's spread this that we're all saying the same thing. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.